Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were concluding our, weeks long series on John, the Gospel of John. We've been calling it I Am. And we got to John chapter 20 this Sunday. And we kind of talked about how Jesus Christ had been crucified and then resurrected. And as he was resurrected, he showed up to his disciples in a really pretty spectacular way. They were all behind closed doors, with locked doors, because they were so afraid that folks who had crucified Christ might come after them as well. And Jesus, somehow, some way, in his miraculous resurrected body, just goes right through the doors, and he shows up to them. And I'll read to you here. The first thing that he says to his disciples, as John records it, is peace. Peace be with you. And then it says, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were glad to see the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. And on Sunday, we went on to talk about, he also then commissioned them, right? He said, as the Father is sending me, so I am sending you. He also promised and gave them the Holy Spirit, breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And we talked about how God not only sends us, but he also equips us with everything that we need. We have his Spirit to empower us. But this morning, I really want to focus on that statement there where he says, peace be with you. And he says it twice. And in some ways, that's a common greeting, right? In the ancient world, they would say, right, peace be to you. But I think here it has just a deeper meaning given what has happened. One commentator said, you know, that this is really the follow-up statement to Jesus' statement at the cross, it is accomplished. So at the cross, Jesus said, it is finished, meaning I have done everything that I came to do. On Sunday, we read through Isaiah chapter 53, where the prophet says that Jesus bore our sorrows and he bore our griefs and he took our sin and that he was crushed for our iniquity and that by his wounds, we are healed. Jesus had been sent by God the Father to live in our place, to die in our place, and then he rose again and he conquered death and he conquered sin, and he invites us into new life in him. And he invites us in that new life to experience real peace. And peace is not just the absence of conflict. The biblical idea of peace is this total well-being. Right? They call it shalom in the Hebrew language. Total well-being. Everything is as it should be. All is well. The hostility between God and man, right, is taken away. We're no longer under God's wrath, but we now have the grace and love of God poured into our hearts because of Jesus. That's everything behind that statement. As Jesus shows up to his disciples and says, peace be with you. And he could say that to us and does say that to us as well. And Paul's letters, every single letter that Paul writes, he says, grace and peace, right? Grace and peace. Because of grace, we have peace in our lives. And so I want to ask us the question this morning, given that this is true, that Jesus Christ, because of his death and resurrection, because it is finished and he accomplished everything that he came to do, and our sin really is forgiven in him, we really can have peace, he says. Peace be with you. My question for you this morning is, are you experiencing the peace that Jesus bought for you? My own experience and my sense is, as I talk with others, that oftentimes in our lives, even as Christians, we trust Christ, we're trying to follow Jesus, but just the cares and the anxieties and the busyness and the pace of life often encroach in our minds and in our souls on the peace that we're supposed to be experiencing. And oftentimes, what I said on Sunday is, man, we take our eyes off of Jesus and we put them on our circumstances, and that robs us of the peace. We are to experience peace, and the way that happens is we keep our minds and our eyes squarely fixed on Jesus and what is true. Jesus Christ died for me. Jesus rose again. Jesus is the King of the world, and he's in control. I really can lay my head down tonight on the pillow and sleep and be in peace, because I know that God sits on his throne, that Jesus sits on his throne. But instead, we take our eyes off of that and we think about, man, I need to get this done and I need to get this done. And we begin to wonder, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if I don't have enough money for this? And what if my kids don't get into this school? And what if my kids don't thrive in this area? And what if my job disappears tomorrow? What if I'm not able to find a better job? And we have all these circumstantial things that are not unimportant. And I'm not saying we should never think about them, but oftentimes we get so focused on those things, that's when the anxiety drives up. And yet Paul tells us in Philippians, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make known your requests to God. Take those things to God. But then he says, the peace of God, which will guard your hearts, and the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And so I want you to take a moment this morning and reflect and kind of think about that. Am I experiencing the peace that Jesus bought for me at the cross? Am I trusting Jesus with my life? Do I really believe that he's in control and he is enthroned forever? And I want to give you one specific application here. I think a lot of times we go to bed at night or we wake up in the morning and all that's on our mind is the to-do list, right? What do I have to get done today? And I would encourage you, maybe this week you try this, right? Each morning and each night, think about not just the to-do list, or maybe not even the to-do list, but think about the already done list. What is already done? What's already done is that Jesus Christ lived a perfect life in your place. Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ rose again. And because that's true, if you've trusted your life to him, you are forgiven. You will spend an eternity with him, and he is the Lord and King of your life, and he loves you. You're his child. Those are things that's already done. Jesus died, Jesus rose again, Jesus conquered death and conquered sin. And I think if we focus on those things, right, and we go to bed and we wake up in the morning saying, Jesus, thank you that those things are already done. It is finished, it is accomplished, and you reign over my life. I think that we'll find that we experience peace, and the peace that Jesus bought for us by his death and by his resurrection. I know that's a lot, but let's take a moment here, maybe reflect a little bit, and let's pray. Well, thank you this morning for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.